we want to make sure this is done right. We still need to solicit third-party shuttle provider or reservation system. We need to educate the public on how to make a reservation, how to plan in advance, et cetera, et cetera. And we just thought, you know, in order to get this done correctly the first time, we want to make sure and give ourselves the time to do that. We need to build that proposal, basically, to go out to folks and really make sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's. It wasn't impossible to get that done before, you know, June or July this year, but it really, it felt rushed. We believe any third-party provider would feel rushed, and ultimately the public would feel like we're being rushed through it. And, you know, our goal at the end of this whole thing is to provide an increased positive experience, visitor experience at Hanging Lake.
What do you mean by build the proposal?
Well, you know, the management plan sets the framework for what we want to see out there, right? A daily capacity of 615 per day, a mandatory shuttle system, and a reservation system. From there, we have to build in where pickup service might occur, how frequent the shuttle service may run, how many tickets available per day, basically for advanced reservation or held for day of, how is the provider going to handle bike service versus a shuttle, et cetera, et cetera. The management plan provides a nice framework, but there's a lot of detail within it that we need to kind of iron out and make sure that we're building that for a potential provider to respond to.
Hanging Lake could still see at least 1,000 visitors a day this summer, which will add even more stress to an already stressed environment. How does the Forest Service plan to mitigate damage this year?
So we do that with seasonal ranger presence, with help from Colorado State Patrol, the local tourism board in Glenwood Springs, Colorado Department of Transportation, just kind of our partnership group. We have a pretty good system of management at that parking lot lined out with how we manage crowds, when we have to unfortunately close the off-ramp and limit parking when it starts to overflow. Then we've gotten some pretty good protocols in place on managing the trail and the lake itself. We're geared up and ready to do that again this summer. I anticipate it being busy, but definitely manageable as we, again, plan for the management plan to be implemented in full next year.
Well, Aaron Mayville, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.